I just started it.
Talk to you.
Recorded live.
Good evening, every all. This is Leah LaChapelle. Welcome to Unzipping Reality, the Third Awakening. As an appetizer this evening, I am very excited and honored to be participating in an upcoming experiential with David Browning, who will be giving his offering that he entitles The Mystic Seven. David Browning is coming to Nature's Treasures in Austin, Texas. Nature's Treasures is located at 4103 North IH 35. And this experiential will be happening on Saturday, August the 2nd, 2014. It is an all-day event. It begins at 9:30 in the morning and goes to 12:30 in the afternoon. I mean, not 12:30, 5 o'clock in the afternoon. We're going to take a lunch break at 12:30. So it's going to be a full-on, full experiential, and I would love for everyone to get the vibration of who David Browning and his Mystic Seven is. And so, David Browning, thank you so much for letting me hold you over for a special adjunct to Unzipping Reality. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Leah. How are you doing?
Well, I'm doing really well, and we have just had enormous fun on a 90-minute broadcast, and this is just to give people a flavor, to let them hear who you are. So I'm going to let people do that now. Tell us what we're going to be experiencing on August the 2nd, their Saturday at Nature's Treasures.
Okay, well, what we're going to be doing is a preliminary or introduction to a course that I've developed called The Mystic Seven. And the most important part of this time that we're going to spend together is to learn how to abide in a state which I call Samadhi. And Samadhi is the pure and absolute silence of the mind. It's a place where the mind becomes completely settled and we're able to touch the place where we hold all knowledge, where all experience, where all of existence abides. I call it the source. And when we go to this silence, when we settle this mind, we're able to tap back into that and actually become reaware of all the knowledge that we've actually never lost. It's always been within us. It always abides within us. And all we need to do is to get rid of the things that prevent us from realizing we already have this. And in the course that we're going to be doing, we're going to be doing a lot of different practices and techniques. We have a lot of different meditations and pranayamas, a samadhi resin ceremony. We're going to be talking about samadhi in depth. We'll be talking about the three types of samadhi that people really need to be aware of, because the truth is we actually drop into this state on quite a regular basis, but we just simply don't recognize it. We'll also be discussing the three foundational principles that we need to know before we discuss the Mystic Seven. And we will also be talking about the different states of consciousness and the difference between conventional and ultimate dialogue and conventional and ultimate reality.
Well, that sounds like a very full slate of experiences. And so, David, if people want to find out more about you, they would go to your website, Retreat to Silence. That's the numeral 2, retreattosilence.com. And they can read a little bit more about you. But I want to make sure that people understand that you have been processing this type of awareness for a number of years. In fact, 17 years ago, something major happened for you, and you got in touch with what you now call samadhi. And I hope that you open that up on Saturday, August the 2nd, for people, because it's fascinating. And basically, in my conversations that I've had with you, you have made it very clear that this is available for everyone, this samadhi, this dropping into this abiding awareness, actually beyond enlightenment. Would you like to expound upon that a little bit more?
Yes, the one thing that I emphasize with whoever I talk to about this is that I'm not special. No mystic, no master, no enlightened being is special. This is something that we all hold within ourselves. Anybody, absolutely anybody can do this. And I was very hesitant to start trying to guide people to this experience because of a lot of downfalls. Because if you start being a guide or a teacher, people look outside of themselves to the teacher. And as long as they're looking outside of themselves, they will never look within. And that's where the truth is. That's where the information is. And it's very, very important that the people have the experience itself, that it's not somebody that's just sitting up there trying to sell their ideas or their concepts or their formulas, because this cannot be taught. This is not something that can be expressed. It has to be experienced. And so what I've done is I've developed these tools, the resin ceremonies and the mantras and the yantras and the discussions and discourses that we do, and hundreds of exercises and practices that have been developed so that people can actually go into this experience. Everybody has heard that they are the source. They have heard that they are eternal and that they are infinite. But have they actually had the experience? The Mystic Seven is a set of principles that create an atmosphere in which you are able to fall into this awareness and abide in the experience that you are the source. And then when you come out of samadhi with that experience, then you're the one that determines what that experience was about. You're the one that determines what your truth is.
Fascinating. Well, and I should say that if you register online, this is so perfect. It is so easy. Register online, and the price is only $49. Online registration, you go to NT Rocks, that's NT for Nature's Treasures, ntrocks.com, and it's very easy to register. If you wait till the last minute and show up at the door, the price is $77. So my recommendation is to register online, and better hurry up because August the 2nd, Saturday, is coming up. Now, David, you are also the founder and facilitator at your own retreat and meditation center that you call Samadhi Retreat and Meditation Center. You have been so generous to extend an offer to anyone who attends the Mystic Seven, and that is they will receive a 25% off of a silent retreat at your Samadhi Retreat Center. And I have been out there, and I am very impressed. It is a marvelous atmosphere. You get it immediately when you step onto the property. And, yes, I'm going to tell you where it is. It's in East Texas. It's between Athens and Palestine. And so it's a wonderful drive out there. And incidentally, for anyone who comes to the Mystic Seven, you will also receive a 10% off of any Nature's Treasures purchase. So I think we're just hitting on all buttons there. It's a great price. It is easy to register. Just go to ntrocks.com. You will receive a new awareness if you choose to. This is an experiential, and you get to say, like David just shared. So, David, tell us just a little bit about your Samadhi Retreat and Meditation Center so people can get a flavor of that.
Well, it's a beautiful 4,000-square-foot ranch house that we have remodeled the second floor. There is a 1,500-square-foot meditation room that accommodates 30 people for meditation, yoga, pranayama practice. It's on a 64-acre ranch with wooded acres and a 7-acre lot. The rooms that we have there will accommodate 10 people right now, and those are an additional price to the regular registration fee. Two of the rooms are beautiful rooms that overlook the lake, and we've just actually finished our first silent retreat out there. We had a very small group of people for our first retreat. We only had 10 people that we allowed to come out, and every single one of them had an amazing time. They all dropped into silence and samadhi and had very, very beautiful experiences. And so we're planning on doing 8 of these a year and really looking forward to everybody coming out and experiencing the truth that abides within them.
Very generous. And you do have a retreat coming up in September, right?
That is correct. On September 13th is our second retreat, and it is entitled Eternity: The Transcendence of Death.
Oh, my. Well, that sounds like you're going to have some fun with that one.
Absolutely.
Oh, that's just beautiful. And so in this conversation, it's a short conversation, but I do want people to know that you have traveled the world. You have been to India. You have had ample time with the Dalai Lama and other holy presences on the planet. And so this is something that is really beyond grasping. This is something that you are sharing with us, and it's a marvelous invitation. I'm so happy that you're going to be able to make the trip over to Austin, and I just really appreciate Dawn Breeze, who is a treasure in and of herself and a marvelous support and encourager. So that's it, I believe, for this small session of Unzipping Reality. You will want to get your registration in, ntrocks.com. And remember, we're over at 4103 North IH-35, and that is Saturday, August the 2nd, 2014, 9:30 in the morning to 5 p.m. in the afternoon. This is not your normal lecture. This is an experience. And I will see you there. I'm Leah LaChapelle, and David Browning, thank you so much for joining us. Bye-bye, everyone.
Thank you.